But this thing of predicar evangelio dulce como iglesia es un dulcería. No. Iglesia no es dulcería para comprar dulces, sweet things. No, 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 no. No. This is the time for evangelio amarga. Evangelio que tiene poder para liberación. Solamente evangelio amarga como este puede sanar país y salvar, rescatar pueblo. Only this kind of gospel can rescue a nation. Puede sanar y salvar. Rescatar también. Rescue a nation. He's saying, what type of people will be in hell? Who are these people he's talking about that others are going this way? For them, they will be thrown into the lake of fire. And he's saying, those who are born again and they turned around and began now to live as secular, humiliating Jesus, looking back. He said, the Lord turned around and killed them all. Aye. Amazing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 8 and 9. Tonight is heavy. I think finally, Omnigo Ben, where are you, my daughter? You are here. You love Jesus so much. Finally, you're understanding. You are starting to feel satisfied why you came, right? Now it is satisfying you. You said, yes, now I'm getting what I wanted. Is to go and purify that nation. That German-speaking nation, right? Called Namibia. Very powerful. So can you read on?
Verse 8.
2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9.
He will punish those who do not know God.
Those who do not know God. They claim to know Him, but they do not know Him. I'm simply now even reaching deeper to define to you, who are those who are going into the lake of fire? Esta cosa muy, muy serias. Mucho, mucho serio. This is a serious matter. I am now getting deeper. Who are they that you may be able to check yourself? How is my audit? When I benchmark, how am I? Can you read it?
He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
What does it mean to know God? And what does it mean to obey the gospel? Is it these Christians you see in the church today, these Christians that are going to the church and they're walking nude and they're just living secular lives inside the church? Those are the ones now that know God? Is that the meaning of knowing God? Or even you say no. Okay, that is it. So it's clear. Muy, muy claro. It's very clear. Continue.
They will be punished with everlasting destruction.
Everlasting destruction.
And shut out from the presence
they
of the Lord.
They come to the holy ministry of God and they still want to make their jackets and their skirts tight. They will be punished with everlasting destruction. God is not a joke. God is holy. He is holy. Three bases. Santo, santo, santo. Read Romans chapter 1, 18 and 20. Who are these that are going down into the lake of fire? Because in this vision of the rapture of the dead, we saw that there are those raptured, resurrected for the kingdom of God. And then there are those resurrected to be judged. Who are they? Always coming from Luxembourg, coming here. Always coming, and they may not understand why. And dressing holy. Now you can tell. Now you can tell. They will know it was not a joke. It was never a joke. It was not a laughing matter. Can you read that? The book of Romans chapter 1, 18, 20.
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness.
All the people that are godless.
And the wickedness of people.
And those that are wicked like a generation I know. Plus the church I know today. They are so wicked to the extent, I mean, they don't care. They can just get involved into sin. She can just start dating another girl in a gay relationship or dating another man who is in the church also. They simply don't care. No, in the house of the Lord, they don't care. He says, it will be heavy on that day. They will remember, they will wail, but there will be nobody to help them. They will wail. He made me hear them wailing down there in the lake of fire. They will say, give me another chance. Give me another chance. Give me. There will not be another chance. There will not be another chance. There will not be another chance, please. Hallelujah. My son, are you able to take a plastic seat and allow my son here to come and sit on your seat? Yeah, thank you. Your seat is here. Thank you. Thank you. Very serious. Continue.
Who suppress the truth by their
those
wickedness?
Those that suppress the truth by their wickedness,
since
they suppress the truth. When they see the truth bites them. The truth hounds them. The truth convicts them. So they don't like that. When you go for an interview, they spend the whole interview not looking at your papers, but discussing your dressing. Are you going to be dressing like that here? Which religion is this? Which church is that? Are those football shoes you're wearing with socks? Okay. Yeah, okay. And what is your belief? So... they are not discussing your first class honors that you put on the table. They are talking about your dressing. They say you are wearing football shoes with football red socks. And you are a lady with a big skirt. They're saying, are you aware that we have a dressing code here? And it's a senior woman who should have complimented you. My daughter, can you stand up? What did you do? You stood up and rebuked the professor, the dean of students. And you told him, should he be doing what? But they were punishing you for dressing holy, my Lord, in the university. Punishing for dressing holy. And the same dean of students is picking fetuses from one of the halls of residence there. Every morning they put in the dustbin, he picks the dean of students. And this one is now holy. And they were punishing her for it. My Lord. Ah. And she stormed him until he sat back and he said, then he said, no, I'm taking this to the Senate. I cannot manage this. She stormed him and said, are you not the age of my father? You want me to remove these clothes and walk naked here when you're picking fetuses here? Then she said, I can leave university now and today, but enter heaven. Because, you know, they always think that they can hold you to that. That, oh, you fear you'll be expelled. She said, I can walk out now. You want me to lose my entry into heaven because of university education? No, I'll walk out today. He was shocked. But they were punishing her for dressing holy in the university, my Lord. Sure. Hi. Senior women who are supposed to have helped, congratulated this one, said, wow. You are the hope of this generation. This generation is rotten, but for you, now you are punished. We're being punished. Let's move on. Have you finished reading?
Verse 19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them.
Because the cloud of God has come. The cripples are walking. Some are their relatives. When a cripple is walking, when you see gate one before the cripple gets up, and you see when the cripple gets up, you don't need a Chinese translation. You don't need a Chinese translation. You don't need a Chinese translation. When a cripple has gotten up and walked away, you don't need a Chinese translation. It is very plain to them that God has revealed himself to them. And some are their relatives also. Okay. That's why he has to punish them permanently, eternally. Did you finish?
Verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made.
Romans chapter 2, 6 and 8. Who are these that are entering the lake of fire? Who are they? Romans chapter 2, 6 and 8.
God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life.
Hallelujah. Next.
But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth.
Those who are self-seeking and rejecting the truth. Me. You love yourself too much. You're headed to hell. Who are those that he said, while others are going into glory, for them they are entering the lake of fire? Others are even crawling with their bellies to enter life, and others are going this way with full feet. Have you finished?
He will give eternal life, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger.
Revelation 21 verse 8. Who are those that are going to hell, the lake of fire, to burn there, tormented forever?
But the cowardly, the unbelieving.
The cowardly. You cannot preach the gospel in your office because you fear. You cannot preach the gospel in the office because you don't want to identify so much about Christianity. It's because your boss might fire you. The cowardly,
the unbelieving,
like the present day church, present day pastor, does not believe that God can provide for him without corruption. Cannot believe that. It's in Kenya here, it's in Nigeria, it's in Uganda, it's everywhere.
The vile, the murderers.
Today, even people murder babies in abortions, they can kill another person also.
They're sexually immoral.
Sexual immorality. Now, those look like their identities that are overlapping between those going to hell and the church. Because if you just look at the dressing of the church alone, you don't need to look for a catalog to know this is immorality. You know that, oh, they're sexually immoral and they are entering the lake of fire. Why have you chosen to enter the wrong side? The sexually immoral.
Those who practice magic arts. The idolaters and all liars.
There you go. It sounds more like you're talking about the church.
They will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
Matthew 25, 41. Who are those that are going into the lake of fire eternally, never to come out? Eternally, never to come out. Eternally.
Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cast into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Those on his left, they did not feed some people. They did not go see the prisoners in jail. They did not go to visit the sick in hospitals.
Wow.
Okay. Now, Matthew 25, 46.
Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Matthew 10, 28. Matthew 10, 28. Matthew 10, 28.
Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul.
Those that fear Satan, they fear man. They rather fear God, but they fear man more than God. They obey man and say, no, God later. I need to obey my boss here or my husband. Kutawaka in Swahili.
Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and the body in hell.
Ezekiel 18:20. This is serious tonight. Jokes aside, right? Are you now beginning to understand why you came? Oh yes, so that you may go and remove your people from the path to hell and bring them to the kingdom of God. These are serious matters. It's about eternity. Eternity. Yeah, this is now serious. Even yourself, you have to remove yourself from that path. Can you read on now? Ezekiel 18:20.
The one who sins is the one who will die. The child will not share the guilt of the parent. Nor
the one who sins will die. They love so much sin in the church. In this generation, they live for sin. Every day. In fact, they joke around with sin now. They even celebrate sin. They can celebrate who has gotten a new girlfriend. Which gospel artist has gotten a new girlfriend? Which gospel artist has made his girlfriend pregnant? My Lord. Okay, I thank God that the Lord sent us here. I'm glad. Finally, we'll bring the generation to account. To account. Can you move on? Matthew chapter 5, 22.
The Bible says, but I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister,
there you go,
will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raka, is...
I think you guys are going to reconcile today. Even some of you will start by phone as we step out, right? May I just want you to forgive me. Why now? Why now? I'm going to switch off the phone. What are you saying? I can't hear you well. No, I just want you to forgive me. I'm forgiving you. Why now? Me, I don't want you to forgive me. I don't know how it's going to go, that conversation. I don't know how it might go. Might say, I don't want you to forgive me. For my own eternity, I want you to forgive. No, I don't want your eternity to go well. I have come. Finally, I have come. The book of Luke 16, 19, 31. Read in there. Those to whom the prosperity of this world lies to them, they think is approval by God.
The Bible says, there was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen.
Can you repeat what he was dressed in? Purple.
Purple and fine linen.
And fine linen.
And lived in luxury every day.
Wow.
At his gate.
Swimming pools and what have you. At his gate.
At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus.
Weeping on a daily basis there.
Covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table.
Wow. Even big things were falling from there. What manner of eating is that?
Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment,
he was shocked. He found himself in hell. Then he cried out.
He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him.
I don't know about that, but I'm just saying that could it be true that some people will be up looking at their friends celebrating something? While you are in torment, then you'll remember how your eyes were lustful towards men, how your eyes were lustful towards women. You will now remember that those things, so they were the tricks of the devil. Because they amounted to nothing. Because now look, eternity in torment. This is unbelievable. He says, those to whom the prosperity of this world lies, says a lie to them. The prosperity of this world lies to them. They think it's God's approval over their lifestyle, their lives. 1 John chapter 5 verse 12. Who are those that he said in that vision of the rapture of the dead that I shared here? The rapture of those that die before the day of rapture. And on the day of rapture, the way I saw how they are going to be resurrected and they are going to be glorified and then taken up. And then we are told from Daniel 12 that there are those now that will also be resurrected, but for judgment, second resurrection. Who are those that go down into the lake of fire? The citizens of hell.
1 John chapter 5 verse 12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
But what does it mean to have the Son? Is it to walk into church and say I'm born again? Or to wear a t-shirt that says I am Christian? And to walk around with it greeting people high fives? Is that the meaning of having the Son of Man? Because it says those that die in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to die in Christ Jesus? Oh yes. That means totally consumed by Christ. The life you live is not you anymore. It's Christ living in you. And he says, 2 Peter 3:9, he says,
the Bible says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
Because he's saying, repent, repent, repent Kenya, repent Nigeria, repent Brazil, repent Sweden. This generation, repent, repent, time is over. The Messiah is coming. I have seen the King coming. The King of glory is coming. Repent. They don't want to repent. They think they have time. They think they have time. He will throw them right straight into the lake of fire. Those are the people that enter the lake of fire. They reject repentance and they think they have time. When the Lord tarries to come, they think they still have time. No, relax and eat something small. Get to eat something small. Relax and drink something. Come, let us enjoy something small. Hey? How? How? It says, Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. Who are those that are going down into the lake of fire? Matthew 8, 12.
The Bible says, verse 12, but the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness
where there will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Why? For rejecting the gospel. Those that will reject the gospel will be thrown into the lake of fire. When you look at Christians in the church today, you can tell that this one has rejected the gospel. It has not changed her. It has not changed her. She's walking naked. It has not changed her. She has rejected the gospel. The gospel of Jesus has power. The gospel of Jesus is essentially the eternal blood of Jesus. The gospel of Jesus has power to deliver and transform the life of a sinner to become a holy child of God. Let the present generation of church stop lying that the blood of Jesus has no power. Let them stop lying. Hallelujah. Matthew 7, 13, 14. Who are those that are going down into the lake of fire?
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few finds it.
The present day church, they are full on the wide road. They love it because it's convenient. It's convenient, it's not a narrow road. Can I just go to the scripture, please? I need to finish at least the scripture because tomorrow I want to hand another vision, right? Because I'm getting, because it's coming to four. I'd rather go back to Daniel, right? Hallelujah. Can we go back to Daniel chapter 12 and move on, right? Verse 4, we saw how he's supposed to seal up the scroll because people go around looking for prophecy, looking for people be interested in prophetic ministries, prophetic interpretation, prophetic understanding. What does this mean? They will realize that there is change in the prophetic scale of the Lord. So let's move on, verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank of the river. Verse 6. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long will it take before these astonishing things are fulfilled? Daniel is crying out to know. One of the two angels on both sides of the river cried out, how long will it take? How long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled in this vision? About what he has shown Daniel, the suffering that's coming. Look at this now. Then he goes on to say, again, verse 7. The man clothed in linen, who was above the waters and the river, lifted up his right hand and his left hand toward heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever and ever, saying, it will be for a time, times and half time. And when the power of the holy people has been finally broken, all these things will be completed. It is amazing. He stood there and then look now. And he lifted his hands towards God and he swore. He vowed before God. He lifted up his hands before God himself and he swore that it would be for 3.5 years. That time is coming. Must come. And he swore. He lifted up his hands, the right and left, and he swore by God's name that these things will happen for 3.5 years. So prepare yourselves that the great tribulation is coming, you like it or not. He swore before God. Aye. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. He says, verse 8. Again, he's saying here, when the power of the holy people, when the power of the holy people has been finally broken, all these things will be completed. He's saying the holy people will be tortured and their power broken, meaning they will be overcome and destroyed. He lifted his hands and swore by God's name that holy people will be attacked and destroyed. Okay, now talk to me. Can we start laughing now if you think that was the laughter? If you thought it was a joke, can we laugh now? That is why you came here. Because it will be horrible. He that was dressed in linen, we don't know who he is. The angel was this way and this way, but we don't know who this is. Probably the Son of Man himself. The appearing of the Christ before incarnation, probably. But he lived, we don't know. He lifted his hands towards heaven and he swore by the name of God. And he said, it will be for 3.5 years. It will be bad. And holy people will be tortured. They will be butchered. And he will attack them and overcome them. Behead them, meaning beheading. Now the church should prepare. If you are wise, this was meant for you to read before that time comes, that you may not find yourself on that side of human history. Right? Are we together? This is serious. He goes on to say, verse 8, I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, my Lord, what will the outcome of all this be? He replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless, and be refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but only those who are wise will understand. He says again, he replied, go your way, Daniel. Daniel, do you remember the way you have been walking? When you defied the king, when you refused to defy yourself, Daniel, do you remember when you refused and you entered the lion's den? Continue on that way. Continue following the Lord. Meaning it will come to pass. And saying, for you, Daniel, now that this prophecy is complete, it's been sealed up, waiting completion, you now go. But when he says sealed up, does it mean it doesn't help the present church? It really does help. It's for you to read it. that you may not find yourself there, right? But he said, you continue your way. Do you remember when you were young and you were about, I don't know, a teenager, and you rejected the kingly diet to defile yourself, you refused? Do you remember when you were told to worship the king, you refused, and you entered the lion's den? You continue in that way of the narrow path, the narrow road. Do not compromise. When I saw him in the lion's den, he had gray hair, but this side of his left head has had more white hair. I even see him now. And he had even a shawl on himself, a shawl. And I stood behind him. There was even another lion next to me here, but the other lions are in front of him. Daniel, you continue in your way that you began when you were young, and now you are 90 plus what? Maybe 89, coming to 90, and you are still walking that way. Continue in that way. Don't change it. Don't change it. He's saying, and then he says here, that many will be purified, made spotless, and refined. He said, there will be two genealogies. He's giving a prophecy that there are those that will love God and they'll listen to prophecy of the coming of the Messiah. They'll purify themselves, be made spotless, be made without stain, prepare for the king. But the wicked will continue with the lineage of wickedness. Be careful. Be careful when you see that you love sin, or you see a church or a generation that loves sin. There is a lineage of wickedness. Hallelujah. And he said, none of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. From the time the daily sacrifice is abolished. This is a quotation. From the time he's being given the answer. From the time the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Then he says, blessed is the one who waits, again, blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end, 1,335 days. So there are some days extra there. As for you, Daniel, go your way till the end. Continue on that narrow road. Continue walking that narrow road of separation and holiness. You'll rest, and then at the end of the days, you'll rise to receive your allotted inheritance. Very powerful. He has promised a reward. And he says, focus your eye on the reward. It's eternal, that reward. But he says that between 1,029 what and 33 and 1,300 whatever, there are some days there. And I think that is the time when the Messiah mops up. He mops up Jerusalem. That's the time when he finishes up the battle. Because I know that when he comes, he first builds his temple and then he goes to the valley to fight them. And if you know how he fights, he brings the plague of God also. Their tongues will rot in their eyes in their sockets. You know, it's tremendous. So there are some extra days there. I think that's the time when he finishes up the battle and clears up the area. And then he said, blessed are those that reach now that 1,335 days. He says, as for you, Daniel, you go on that way. Continue walking on that narrow road of the Messiah. You will rest. And then at the end of the days, you rise, you resurrect to receive your allotted inheritance. And he's saying, therefore, focus on the inheritance. I think we can continue with this another day. Let me just finish with the message now. What is the total message, the conclusion in all this? Ezekiel 33, can you read? Ezekiel 33 verse 11, as I finish. This is tremendous discipleship, right? Very mighty. When you come here, it's very serious. That's why I don't like doing it. Because when I do it, I have to do it fully yard. However tired, I must do it fully yard. Do it or not do it. But when I do it, it's very powerful. We can now move together, right? Ezekiel 33:11, he says, now this is the conclusion.
Say to them, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
But I rather be that they repent and enter glory.
but rather that they turn from their wicked ways and live. Turn from your wicked evil ways.
Look at how the Lord is crying out to man. Turn. He goes and tests the temperature of the lake of fire. Wee, like a blast furnace. It's more than 1,700 Celsius. No. Turn. Will you perish, please? And then he tests the temperature again. Says, wee. God crying out to man to change course, to change direction, to change destination. Para cambiar destino. God crying out to man, please get out of that wide road. When it just touches the temperature of the furnace, whoo, of the hell, you say, it's now 3,000 Celsius. No, you cannot. Why suffer on the earth with cancer and tumors, diabetes, divorce, depression, Prozac, suicidal thoughts, and then again plunge in the lake of fire eternally? Why? Please turn, please. Don't do that to yourself. God crying out to man. This is serious. Very serious. In conclusion, 1 John chapter 4, 16. Oh, yes. 1 John chapter 4, 16.
The Bible says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them.
God is love. I hope you have not locked the door. I hope you have left the latch on so that anybody can enter. You don't do that here. 2 Peter 3, 7. And I need to move very fast. 2 Peter 3. Read 7 throughout up to 10, 13.
And if he rescued Lot, a righteous man, who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented
in his righteous soul by the wicked acts he saw and heard.
If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from the trials to hold the unrighteous for
punishment.
He's
saying whatever the trials you go through, God has power, sufficient power to rescue you from the trials and put you on the path to the kingdom of God. He has power. Who is that who clapped first? I bless you with eternity in the kingdom of God, and my words are final. They're the words of the Lord himself. Okay, now, as we finish now, continue reading. If all will be destroyed like this, what kind of people ought we to be? Verse 8.
For that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard.
Continue throughout.
If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the right unrighteous.
Verse 10.
This is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the flesh.
Continue.
And despise authority. Bold and arrogant they are. They are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings.
Amen. God is able to rescue. What is that? No, you people will do that repentance later, because I want to finish this sermon, and then you will handle your repentance. How you looted, you stole $45,000 behind my back. Generation that is marching towards hell, and your role is to go and stop them. Pare. Your role is to stop them. To stop them. And so we will continue, blessed people, tomorrow. I wanted to handle the citizens of hell and the experience in hell a bit more, but well, the Lord is powerful. He is God. And so now, everybody rise up so we can be able to receive the Lord and move on. Say, mighty Lord Jesus, I repent and turn away from sin. And I ask you, my Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and change my life and transform me and make me holy and prepare me for the glorious kingdom of God. Lord, anoint me with the Holy Spirit that I may have zero tolerance to sin. Lord, anoint me and give me fire to go and prepare the citizens of my country in absolute holiness for the glorious coming of the Messiah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am born again. Amen. Hallelujah.